Thank you, Ms. Sharon. Good morning. I hope everyone is doing fantastic, and it's interesting times in which we live, to say the least. And absolutely unprecedented in our time. And there are those probably still walking among us who have been through some difficult times, very similar. But not many people who survived the Spanish flu still alive at this time, which was in 1918. But it is an unbelievable time where events that are cataclysmical are occurring globally. With the situation with the COVID-19, there are people on every end of the spectrum. And you may be on one of these extreme ends or in the middle or somewhere. There are those who, it's a complete conspiracy and it's Illuminati and they're coming in, they're going to take over the world and they're doing this whole thing. Or, and there's people over here who's like, there's absolutely nothing that's happening. It's fake. It's nothing but a small cold type of thing. I think I'm somewhere in the middle. My wife is a professional in the hospice industry, and in the line of work in which she is in, she is seeing the COVID very, very vividly, very face-to-face, and so it's a very real thing and affects different people different ways. There's a family in my church, it's a set of grandparents, and they're in their early 70s, and they're raising four of their grandchildren, and the COVID has gone through their household. Teenage boys had it, and it was kind of like a flu for them, kind of a short-lived 2-3 day flu for them. The grandma had it, and she said it affected her like a real small cold for about 3 or 4 days. But the grandpa got it, and he has been for the last 12 days in intensive care. So it affects different people in different ways, and we don't know what's going to happen. We just don't know. But we know the one who does know all things, and has all things in his control. And so we've been fortunate and blessed to live in the United States, and where we have enormous medical care situation, and God has provided for us just the best of medical care stuff. And we've seen in the middle of this that has almost completely overwhelmed that system. But so as crazy as it seems, I'm not a prophet of doom and gloom, and I don't know if I would say this is going to end all human life as we know it type of thing, and probably not, because there's actually something about that in the Bible, how things end up, okay? So, and it doesn't say everybody's going to die and kill off and the dinosaurs are going to come back, okay? It doesn't say that. But so, but we also live in a time of unbelievable unrest in our nation. And honestly, who knows what's going to happen, how it's going to play out. And there are those who are all over the political map or whatever, different things. We know one thing's for sure, God is not political. And so when it comes to the situation, the unrest that's in our nation and our world right now, and honestly, it's coloring itself in different capacities in all different ways, from race to gender to orientation, 100,000 different ways. And I've cautioned my family. I have 5 sons and my wife, and my wife's very active in social media. I caution, don't say anything pro, for, against anything, because if you do, you, A, are going to make somebody really, really ticked off at you, and they're going to come at you, yada, yada, yada. And, or, you didn't say it the right way. You didn't say the right words, the right verbiage, and or the right picture, and all that stuff. So it's a lose-lose situation in our world. And so I tell them, don't shy away from the truth and from God's word. But from everything else, we must take a back seat and just try our best to know God, walk with God, love God, and love others. And I think in doing that, we will be most effective. So, and our church alone, and I'll tell you more about that in just a minute, there are people on every end of the spectrum, from political to the COVID to the situations and unrest in the cities right now. No one agrees on everything. They just don't. And so I tell our people, it's up to us to love God and to love others, and really be cautious and wise about how we speak into the world, because we want to bring bringers of peace, bringers of life, bringers of health, bringers of God, bringers of Jesus, not bringers of life and harbingers of death. And there was one gentleman in my church during the last election, very, very vocal on one end, and there's a lady who is hyper very vocal on the other end, and they would spar nonstop on social media. And so obviously, both can't be winners, and so when it came down to it, one of them, and the election occurred, one of them was very, very unhappy, and that person took their entire family and left the church and has hated on us because of it. Now, here's the thing. we can only do what we can do in the name of Jesus. And but to unnecessarily offend people is just not from in the things of God. And I'm not preaching at you guys about that. I'm just kind of telling you kind of what I've been working through and walking through and trying our best just to be bringers of peace and bringers of life and to love all men and all women everywhere and always and all things, because that's what Jesus would have us to do. Now, we don't shy away from the truth, because God's word is truth, and God's word brings life and healing and deliverance. So in these unprecedented times, it's more important than ever before that we rely upon God on a daily basis. And I want to challenge you every single day, ask God for wisdom. How can I best live my life today? I have an 18-year-old son, and I'll talk more about my family in just a few minutes. And 2 days ago, he had to run back home from one appointment and run back out to another one. And he said, hey, give me some water real fast, a cup bottle of water. And I gave him some snacks. He said, there's an old guy, and he's walking down the street. And he looks like he's completely spaced out of his mind. And we live not far from Truman Medical Center. And he said, I don't know if he escaped or what. He's got bandage on him. He's got a mask on. And so he picked him up, and he dropped him off. He said he's moving to Texas. And he said, right now or tomorrow? And the man simply said, yes. So he didn't know. But he said, drop me off at this gas station. And so he said, what do you think he was doing at that gas station? I said, he's probably taking the, because my son gave him $5 also. He's probably taking your $5 and buying beef jerky for the road, and he's going to walk to Texas. I don't know. But the thing is, I was proud of my son for just having compassion on this man, because this son particularly doesn't have a lot of compassion from anyone, okay? Especially his brothers. But so our hope and our is that maybe we can be bringers of life and bringers of peace. And we don't know what that man was going through, that situation. You may not know what the person on the other side of the table you're sitting on this morning is going through. And they may be silently living an internal hell, or a private life is some miserable thing that would be boggle your mind. And it's our hope and our prayer that we can speak life in them, bring peace to them, pray for them, and pray for people around us, that God would just minister to them, do incredible things. And so as our society continues to spiral, and we don't know what in the world's going on, I think the one thing that we can be clear of, for the Bible speaks clearly to love God and honor the King. And regardless of whether we agree with our political officials from the school boards all the way to the presidency and beyond, it is upon us, my friends. We are commanded from Scripture to pray for those who are in charge. All right, so hopefully no one hates anyone in this world, but I want to challenge you, pray for everyone. Pray for our local authorities. Pray for the school boards. Moms and dads, if you send your kids to school, you probably want them to maybe go, okay? But we want wisdom. Pray for our governors and the congressmen and the senators and the president and all the cabinet.